You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I have often wondered if I should be counting my calories and measuring them against what I burn when I exercise, and I have to tell you, I don't even do that. But, or should I focus on the quality of calories instead, which I actually do. And which is better? Is there a better way or not? We have nutrition expert Dr. David Katz, the author of, here are a couple great books. Listen to this: The Flavor Point Diet, The Delicious Breakthrough Plan to Turn Off Your Hunger and Lose the Weight for Good, and also The Way You Eat, both co-authored with his wife, Catherine Katz. He's also the founding director of Yale University's Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center. It means he's really into research. It's important. And he's the current president of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. And I just want to double check that we have him with us. It was Dr. Katz. Are you here with us yet? No. Okay. They're reaching him. So Caroline and I will run with this, pun intended, until we get him back. Thank you so much, Carolina. I know you're a runner. That's why I said pun intended. You're getting prepping for a marathon. So are you counting your calories that you're eating and burning to manage your weight for this endeavor?
Yeah. Not quite a marathon just yet, but I have been prepping for a big race that I have in January. And, you know, watching what I eat has always been a part of who I am in my life as a nutritionist. But I'm finding it very interesting and finding some of the things that Dr. Katz say to be so very true. I recently read something that he wrote talking about how it's not that easy to outrun your calories, but it's really easy to out-eat your exercise. And I understand he's here with us now, so I'm going to let him speak to that, because I thought it was a brilliant way to put how really it's so much easier to eat more than you exercise than to exercise more than you eat. So you're with us, Dr. Katz?
I am with you, yeah. Sorry about the misunderstanding there. So we're talking about calories, and it sounds to me like you're referring to the energy balance initiative controversy that Coca-Cola was funding. The beverage industry would like nothing better than to place all the emphasis on exercise, because then we can drink all the soda we want. Guess who profits from that? So, this was an egregious conflict of interest, and frankly, that just needs to go away. I do think there is a need for a reality check about calories. We seem to have been given the choice between the quantity of calories counting or the quality of calories counting, and that's a fool's choice. I don't get that at all. So, you know, I now have some pretty respected colleagues making all sorts of noise about calories don't count and don't say the word calories, as if, you know, calories were always created exactly the same. But, you know, anybody who's paying attention knows that ever since the Lay's potato chip ad told us, bet you can't eat just one, that some foods are designed to maximize eating, and other foods are very filling, satisfying, and what we call satiating. And the most recent work on this that I think is brilliant is by Pulitzer Prize winner Michael Moss, who has a book called Salt, Sugar, Fat, wrote a New York Times Magazine cover story, The Extraordinary Science of Addictive Junk Food. And what Michael describes is how the food industry willfully designs food to maximally stimulate the appetite center, maximize the number of calories it takes to feel full. Now, you've got two problems. One, the food is junky to begin with, and two, it's tickling your appetite center and making you eat more calories. Both the quality and the quantity count. When you eat higher quality foods, wholesome foods direct from nature, whole fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, sometimes they're low in calories, like vegetables tend to be. Sometimes they're high in calories, like nuts tend to be. But they provide a lot of nutrients, and they fill us up. In the case of vegetables and fruits, it's because of fiber and volume. In the case of nuts, it's because of fiber and protein and fat. But they're satiating. And so the quality of the food helps to control the quantity of the calories. Absolutely both matter. So we should be talking about energy balance. And exercise figures into it, because that's one of the ways we burn up calories. But in a world where we're surrounded by, you know, hyper-processed, hyper-palatable, glow-in-the-dark, bet-you-can't-eat-just-one kind of foods, and there are gallons and gallons of soda everywhere we go, absolutely, it is so much easier to out-eat however much exercise you choose to do then it's even remotely possible to outrun all those calories. But unless you focus on the food side of the equation, you're doomed. It's that simple. And that's the part of the story Coca-Cola doesn't want you to know.
Oh, yeah, they're very good at overriding the truth and swaying the way people eat. And, you know, you deserve it. It's pleasure food. You work hard. You know, it's fun food. So have some. I just thought we might take a minute to have you explain what a calorie is, because you actually don't, I mean, from my perspective, you don't eat calories. Calories are a measure of energy that's in the food that you eat. Maybe you
could help people
understand that.
Yeah, and so, you know, really it should be no more contentious than a mile or an inch or a liter or a gallon. And I've pointed out, by the way, that, you know, we could have the same argument about a mile and say a mile is not a mile. After all, some miles are on flat ground and some are up a hill.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, some you're carrying something heavy and some you're not. But, you know, we all know that the feeling of a mile may vary, but the length doesn't change. Same is true of calories. As you say, unit of measurement related to energy, and specifically, a calorie is the amount of heat or energy required to raise the temperature of 1 cubic centimeter of water 1 degree Celsius at sea level. And the unit we typically refer to actually is the kilocalorie. So when we say a food has 500 calories, we actually mean kilocalories. That's the amount of heat or energy required to raise the temperature of 1 liter of water 1 degree Celsius at sea level. Now, that's all it is. And of course, they're not all created equal. Of course, the quality of them varies substantially. You can get your calories from lentils or you can get them from lollipops, just like the character of a mile will be different every time. And, you know, you could put a gallon of fuel in the tank of your car, or you could put a gallon of water in the tank of your car. They're both gallons, but they'll have very different effects on how your car performs. So, you know, we just need to get past the either-or silliness. Quality matters enormously. Quantity matters, too. But my advice to people and my advice to my patients for the past 25 years has been, let's focus on the quality of food choices, because if we do that, your appetite will work the way nature intended, and the quantity of calories will pretty much take care of itself. I've never counted calories. I eat when I'm hungry. I eat till I'm full. I've done that, you know, for the past 40 years, and I weigh approximately what I weighed when I graduated high school. You know, that's the benefit of eating
a whole
diet. You really don't have to think very much about portion, because it's kind of a built-in relationship between you and food and your appetite center. If, however, you let big food take over, then, you know, they've got control. They're doing what Michael Moss writes about. They're engineering food that is designed to maximize the calories it takes to feel full. It's designed to prevent us from being able to get full and stop eating. Well, then all bets are off.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people who are listening who have struggled with weight management for a long time and have relied on those nifty little infographics where it shows a plate of broccoli and a plate of jelly beans and both being 100 calories and being able to interchange them whenever they feel like eating broccoli or jelly beans, what they're hearing from you today is that forget about how many calories are in the plate of broccoli or the jelly beans. Go for the broccoli every time because of the quality of the broccoli. So is that we want to boil down for everybody?
Well, that never made sense to think that just if the calories are equal, you could exchange them. And, of course, food isn't just about the number of calories. It's the fuel the body runs on, and so the quality of it is vitally important. But, yes, the good food is high in fiber, high in volume, has high-quality protein, high-quality fat. It's rich in nutrients. And it fills us up. It has a low glycemic property. The jelly beans have none of that, and you know, you basically don't stop eating those little devils till your arm gets tired from lifting them to your mouth.
That's so very true. Well, you know, thank you, Dr. Katz, so much for being with us and clarifying a lot of that. You know, wanted to just cap the essential of what we talked here today is calorie quantity and quality. They both matter, but it's really all about eating wholesome foods and allowing those to be the main part of your diet. You can find out more from this and so much from davidkatzmd.com and his book, Disease Proof, Slash Your Risk from Heart Disease, Cancer, Diabetes, and More by 80%. And you can find that on his website or amazon.com.